Welcome back. It's Rosie on the house. We are obviously broadcasting live on Valentine's Day at Sanderson Ford, and we kind of had the idea to put together songs of everyone who's participating in the broadcast, the songs they danced to at their wedding or the something special to them. And John Eisenhower, our talking tree expert, came in and says, you know what? I would like to sing to my wife today. So, John, I know you play the guitar. I didn't know you sang as well. So let's...
This song that's in the background right now, I Will by the Beatles, one of my favorite songs, and it's a great tribute to my wife. But I'm going to ask Mike to bring that music down for a minute because I need to sing another Beatles song that I think is really appropriate, being that I turned 60 in October. When I get older, losing my hair many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine, birthday greetings, bottle of wine? If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? I love you, honey. Happy Valentine's Day.
And your sweetie's name?
Kimmer.
That's Kimberly.
Kimmer. We'd like Kimmer to call it and answer the question.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
That number is 1-888-767.
Good stuff.
That was very sweet.
4348, 1-888-ROSIE for you to join the conversation. Rich in Tucson.
The singing arborist.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Do you sing to your trees? You don't have to answer that.
Oh, sure.
Rich.
I sing to my trees.
Rich in Tucson, welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Rosie et al., question for Mr. Eisenhower on Desert Museum Palo Verdes. I'm shopping for one, and certain nurseries have them, but they're grafted. Others have them, and I think the term was maybe seed-grown, and I need a correction perhaps on that. And I need to know what's the benefits. I think probably the benefits are seed-grown or whatever that term is versus grafted. Or will outweigh the benefits of the grafted kind, but comments on that with respect to cost also, relative cost between the two.
Well, I really couldn't weigh in on the cost difference between the two. In fact, I'm not really certain that there's any great benefits between the seed grown. I wasn't sure that any of the hybrids at all are seed grown, but I could be wrong there. I would just be mainly looking at the branch structure very close to the ground. With a lot of these hybrids, especially the multi-trunks, which are very popular, or the low breakers, they want to encourage as much growth as they can from a location very close to the ground so that they have a very wide footprint in the landscape. But a result of that is that you get a lot of branch crowding. And you have to remember that those branches will get larger in diameter. And if they're very close to one another now, you have to imagine what it'll be like when those 1 and 2 inch diameter branches are 4 and 5 inches in diameter. So whether you have a grafted tree or a seed grown tree, be sure that you get nice wide angles of attachment between those main stems that emerge from close to the ground.
Okay, Mr. Rich, we appreciate the call. Do we still have Rich up? Is he hot right now? Okay. Well, I recognize his voice. He's a longtime listener and fan of the show. He welcomes us at every Saba Home Show, which we'll be at again this year in March.
So that's right.
Thanks, Rich, for calling in. And I'd send him over to Magic Garden. There isn't anybody down in the Tucson area that's going to be able to educate him any better than
Tony Serra, Tucson native and second-generation owner of the Magic Garden.
And there. Also Les Shipley at
Savano.
Savano Nursery in Tucson could help you with those trees.
There you
go. I had an opportunity to talk to him at Shade. He is from where our family's from 300 years ago in Nova Scotia before the exile of the Acadian people to Louisiana. So we had a lot to talk about. Let's bring Larry.
I wanted to ask Rich because Rich – is like many of us here around this table right now. He married way up.
Oh.
And I wanted to find out what he was doing for his lady for a Valentine's Day. So let's get that question asked. Broadcasting live from Sanderson Ford, we've got a twofer going on. We're celebrating President's Day weekend and Valentine's Day, having a blast out here, commemorating 1955, the birth year of Sanderson Ford.
Larry and Chandler, you're next on the broadcast. How may we help you on this beautiful Arizona, Saturday morning.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I think I have an easy question for someone with knowledge about it. I put a couple tomato plants in my garden in September. They never blossomed. They got a little frost we had the frost in December, but I covered them up after the first night, and they just have the top, but they never blossomed. This is something that never happened. I have a small garden in the backyard.
Hey, Greg, do you want to take a shot at that?
Yeah, so if I heard you correctly, you got tomato plants that made it through the winter. That's a great big wow. Congratulations on that. And they haven't been blossoming. I would say a nice organic, well-rounded fertilizer this time of year, because really our best tomato growing time is between now and about May 15th. And typically when it gets cold, tomatoes don't like to bloom as much. So that's not surprising, actually, that you didn't get any, you know, blossoms off of them. So
we just planted tomatoes this week in the garden.
There you go.
Just got the plants in the ground.
Great. Now's the window to go for
good
it.
Good timing.
You know, I know a lot of people like to go from seed. That's a lot of work. And you know, when you buy the actual stocks, you're giving the local guys a little business.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast, located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.